Well, praise the Lord. Here we are on the beautiful Sabbath, and I thank God we could be here. Let me start the video, and it's working. Yay! Let me shrink that down. And we go down about there. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Whoops. Put the study up, and we're ready. I'm on Pow Talk, right? Okay, let's blow the trumpet. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. We are off to a great start today. We thank God that He's on His throne and He's very observant. When God puts tests before us, we have to come out with flying colors. So here we are on the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this study. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, Master of the universe, first we ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot, anything that would displease you, Father, knowing you're very aware of us and you test us all the time. We come to you, Father, in belief and trustworthiness. We just thank and praise you. You're a God that never fails. Bless and anoint this Sabbath. I pray you'll send down healing upon every one of us. Deliverance upon every one of us, and faith, increase our faith and wisdom, knowledge and understanding, and the fear of God. And may God bless you today, and may God comfort you on God's holy Sabbath. We know Satan is always around. We pray you rebuke Satan in the power of your blood, Father, and encamp your angels round and about us, Lord and God. Give us the shalom, the peace of God. May God be with you and lead, guide, and direct you in every decision, in everything that you do, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Well, we're one of Messiah congregation. That's Kahal HaBemashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael. And today's the Sabbath. And we're in Holland Vault, Tennessee, on Maple Street. That's 27 South Maple Street. There's my email, there's my website, in case you ever want to go back and go over some things. Today is the January 27th. Wow, this month's about over. Wow, 31 days in this month, right?
Yeah.
And it's 2018 in the 21st century. Here we are. And Janice is about leaving us, thank God, because she's a weasel. Well, he's a weasel. He's the Roman god. That shouldn't be Jehovah. It should be the Roman Lord. Let's give him a little one of gates and doorways. Yeah. Anyway, we observe God's holy calendar, and there it is. We're in the 11th month of God, the 9th day of Shvat, and here we are. And that's found in Zechariah 1:7. You guys all know, because we have no new guests today, but we have a teaching ministry going on here for the last 17 years. It's hard to believe, 17 years passed. And my server's been running for a number of years. I updated it, I think it was last year, got all new hardware and new software and everything. So you can still read them, you can listen to them, you can watch them, you can even download them to MP3 players anytime. If you need help with that, just let me know. We are in the One of Messiah congregation room, Sabbath room, on Pow Talk. I believe we're streaming right now, if anyone could put that in their real player. Haven't received any invitations lately. I did get another call today. Found out someone else is on our website. That's good. Let's see here. Today's topic, part 3. This one's called The Spirit of God. Amen. And mankind and Satan. This study encompasses the word spirit only. I do not use all the conjugations nor the root of the words in Hebrew or Greek. Just to let you know, I'm only using the word spirit. And in the Tanakh, it's 259 times, ruach in Hebrew. And that word ruach could mean the spirit of God, the spirit of Messiah, the Holy Spirit, spirit of mankind. It can mean wind, by resemblance breath, that is sensible, or even violent, exhalation figuratively, life, anger, and you could see all the words that one word with all the different conjugations could mean. It can mean spirit, wind, breath, winds, mind, side, spirits, blast, vein, air, anger, cool. You know where it says in the cool of the day? That word is ruach there, believe it or not. And there it is, courage and quarters. It means also side, spiritual, tempest, whirlwind, and windy. So that word ruach in many different conjugations could mean a lot of different things, believe it or not. But the ruach Elohim, the spirit of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And right here in the first chapter of Genesis, we have the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. So the Spirit of God is right there. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it's good. And we all love the light because we're children of light. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, which it's still called day today. And darkness he called night. That's right from Genesis. And it's still the same thing today. And the evening and the morning were the first day without a sun and a moon, which is very amazing, which is for a different study. But anyway, that's incredible. Genesis 6, we have, and it came to pass when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth, you know what happens, too many opinions, too many people going astray, and daughters were born unto them. The sons of God saw the daughters of men. Sons of God should have looked for the daughters of God instead of the daughters of men. And they were fair. I bet they all look cute. And they took them wives of all which they chose, what they chose. And Jehovah said, my spirit, there it is again, shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. His day shall be 120 years. And that's another study, of course, which we, obviously people live longer than 120 years. But that's another whole concept, which we're not going to discuss today. And then we have the seven spirits of God, which a lot of people don't think about. And there's three matches in the book of Revelation, where there's Revelation 3. And it says, unto the angel of the church in Sardis, right? These things saith he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. God knows your works, that you have a name that you live, but you're dead, people in Sardis. Revelation 4:5 says, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. The seven lamps are the seven spirits of God. Wow. Revelation 5 says, and behold, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. Amen. As it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now, I don't know if all these seven spirits are different seven spirits, because it says they're all doing different things and they're all called something different. So that's something to think about too. And here's some seven spirits that I've found right in the Bible. We have spirit of Jehovah, spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, and a spirit of the fear of Yehovah. And that's found in Isaiah 11, in case you want to know where the seven spirits are. There it is, right there. 11, 1 and 2. And it says, and shall make the Messiah quick, make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yehovah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither shall he reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall the Messiah judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Amen. That's the Messiah, the Mashiach. Amen. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall go with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid. That's an animal. And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed together. Their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of an asp, which is some kind of snake, I believe. And the weaned child shall put his hand on a cockatrice's den. So in other words, this is all a picture language of peace and harmony when Messiah is here. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of Yehovah as the waters cover the sea. Amen. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, that's the Messiah again, which shall stand up for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his name and his rest shall be glorious. Amen. And we all should know, Brother John had it right. In the gospel, Yeshua says, this is the lady that was up by the well. She says, our fathers worship in this mountain. And you say, in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Yeshua said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Yeshua says to the lady, you know not what you worship. We know what we worship, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit. We have to worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Yeshua said unto her, I had speak unto you, I'm he. I am the Messiah. Beautiful. Imagine meeting him. So this word spiritual has a lot of different connotations and takes on a lot of different forms. Here we have the spiritual man, one time in Hosea, and 30 matches for spiritual in the letters. Here are just some of the spiritual verses. And I put a little smiley face there. Romans, and Paul writes a letter to the Romans, and he says, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you might be established. For the result of what I'm saying, you might be established. And we try to always do spiritual gifts here and break down scriptures. I know to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So you can't be carnally minded. It had pleased them verily, and their debtors they are, for if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. And that's what we feel. That is a very true statement, because if Apostle Paul is going out of his way to bring the spiritual dinner to everybody, he's hoping that you'll have the physical dinner suffice him also and sustain him. Paul tells the Corinthians, he says, which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teach it, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. And the Holy Ghost teaches spirit, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So being in the Spirit is very important. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So we all need to pray for spiritual discernment, which is really important. And spiritual discernment in matters, in biblical passages, spiritual discernment in everything you do. And he that is spiritual, if you're spiritual, you could judge all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man in a carnal way. That's right. Paul tells this is all the Corinthians, and he says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, because you're even babes in Messiah at this point, you Corinthians. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, it's no great thing if we should reap your carnal things. He had almost like say this in many different chapters in his letter, because they weren't taken care of his necessities. You know, we all need have necessities, especially him, when they traveled by boat or ship. That's a very hard way to travel, with the wind being, coming against you, and, food and everything else, and lodging. And then he tells them, we all did eat the same spiritual meat, and we all ate the same spiritual, and we all drank the same spiritual drink. We all, it says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Messiah. And that was in the Torah. So you should always know Messiah was always there. That's Corinthians. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So there are spiritual gifts you should be seeking for. And Paul tells the Corinthians, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Amen. Even so, ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church, of course. And that's a good way to do it, you know. If any man think himself a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you, they are the commandments of Yehovah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul says again to the Corinthians, of course, we have a natural body. It's raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Amen. And so it's written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And of course, we all know the spiritual comes first. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The natural comes first, and the spiritual understanding comes later. Same thing when we read the scriptures. You might read about something in the Leviticus, and you're reading the physical, but then God might open the scriptures to you, and you see the spiritual meaning. Paul tells the Galatians, brethren, if you be overtaken in a fault, then you who are so spiritual, you better restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest you'll also be tempted. And that's what we do. We don't come against people when Satan's sending something to buffet them or to hassle them or to send tribulation on them. Paul tells the Ephesians, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Messiah. So there are many spiritual blessings just waiting for you to devour. And that's a good way to put it. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. And don't forget, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So when things come against you, don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial that's going to try you. We don't wrestle, and it's wrestling against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So believe it or not, being in the spirit, you know, there's a whole spiritual world going on, and you better be in the spirit and be cognitive of what's happening. And you better have on the full armor of God, that is. Paul tells the Colossians, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, and do not cease to pray for you, and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I pray, too, that God gives everyone spiritual understanding and discernment of the scriptures. And make sure the word of God dwells in you richly. How do you do that? By reading. In all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Jehovah. Peter tells us, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Yeshua the Messiah. That's the sacrifices we offer up. In the book of Revelation it says, the poor two witnesses in the future, whoever they may be, their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which is spiritually called, see, you could be, this is another connotation of the word, Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So there, the word spirit takes on a different form. You know, in the Gospels and letters, there's the word spirit. It's, how would you say that? Pahuma. And it's the same thing, even in the Greek. And this is the Koine Greek. It says a current of air, breath, a blast of breath, of air, a breeze. It says figuratively a spirit of a human, you know, could be the spirit, it could be divine or it could be satanic. It could be of God. Could be a spirit of Messiah, the Holy Spirit, could be the Holy Ghost. So here's that word. I noticed I didn't go to all the conjugations of the word, and I didn't go to the root and all that type of matter. But I've seen the word, that this simple word that I'm using right here, is 385 times. And it means spirit, ghost, spirits, life, spiritually, wind. And in the Tanakh, I've noticed there's a this familiar spirit you better watch out for. That's the evil. You know, there's always wizards and familiar spirits. Be careful. 9 times. There's evil spirits in the Gospels and Acts. And I noticed, there's 8 times familiar spirits in the Gospels. And then there's 6 matches for evil. Unclean spirits, there's 20 matches in the Gospels and Acts and Revelation. There's only 1 match in Tanakh. There's foul spirits I noticed in the Bible, dumb and deaf spirits, dumb spirits, lying spirits. There's the Holy Spirit, you know. There's a spirit of God, spirit of man, spirit of devils. Oh, that's why you got to watch out. And here's some verses where it's the spirit of. There's a spirit of Jacob, spirit of wisdom, spirit of jealousy. So that's a spirit too. Spirit of Jehovah. There's a spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. You don't want his spirit. Spirit of the Philistines. You don't want that spirit. Spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. He did good. We always pray for a spirit, the spirit of my understanding. We always want God to give us that. And then there's the spirit of princesses. No, I hope that's the people of God. And then there's the spirit of the beast. That's bad. We don't want to have any connection with that. Sometimes there's a spirit of judgment in a matter. And by the spirit of burning, spirit of the Philistines, spirit of the ruler, spirit of Egypt. You could have the spirit of deep sleep. Watch out. Spirit of being humble. Spirit of heaviness. Spirit of the kings of the Medes. That they had a particular spirit. And you can always tell when you meet people, they have a particular spirit about them. And you can tell if they're of God or what they're up to. The spirit of living creatures, the spirit of holy gods, spirit of whoredoms, that's bad. And then there's the spirit of Zerubbabel and Shealtiel. And there's a whole bunch of spirits there. And there's this, the spirit of our Father in heaven. Amen. Watch out for the spirit of an unclean devil. They're lurking. Spirit of an infirmity might try to get you. And then there's the spirit of truth, and that's what we always want. Watch out for the spirit of divination. There's no divination or any of this against the children of God. We have the spirit of holiness. Amen. The spirit of the life, the spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua. Amen. That's what we have. I hope we have the spirit of Messiah. We don't want the spirit of bondage. We want the spirit of adoption. Amen. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We don't want the spirit of slumber. We don't want the spirit of the world. We want the spirit of meekness and the spirit of the living God. Amen. So, do you think everything that's going on is really, even though we're in the physical, there's a spiritual activity trying to attach itself to you, or a spiritual connection. So you got to be careful. We want the spirit of faith, spirit of His Son Yeshua in our hearts. Amen. And we want the spirit of promise of eternal life and to be with God. So make sure the spirit of your mind is refreshed, and make sure you have the spirit of Yeshua Messiah. And with the spirit of His mouth, He's going to crush the wicked Messiah. God had not given us a spirit of fear, but He gave us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. So there's no one that should be lunatic in the body of Messiah, because God gives us a sound mind. God has the eternal spirit, and that's what we want. And the spirit of glory and of God, hope it rests upon us. And in the world, you can tell that some people have the spirit of the Antichrist, you know, the anti-Mashiach. They deny the Father and the Son. We want to always recognize in everything you do the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Everything you do, it's always like, I always think of like computers. It's either zero off or one on. It's either on or off. It's either true or false. It's either truth or error. God gave us a spirit of life from God. And yeah, we should have the spirit of prophecy. Amen. So we see the word spirit, and for some reason in the Gospels and letters, and they use the word ghost, which is spirit. Isaiah 44 says, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Amen. This is talking spiritually. And floods upon the dry ground, and I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 59 says, as for me, this is God talking, this is my covenant with them, saith Jehovah, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, thank God, and out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith Jehovah, from henceforth and forever. Amen. Ezekiel tells us, God says, I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And I thank God that we have the spirit of God, because we love keeping the commandments and the statutes and the ordinances, and we love doing what's right. That's how you can tell you're of God, because if you weren't, remember when you weren't of God, none of this was in your mind. Ezekiel 37 says, God's going to put his spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land, and then shall you know that I, Jehovah, have spoken it and performed it, saith Jehovah. Ezekiel says again, neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord Jehovah. So, as you notice, so far we've come across the spirit of God, you know, and the spirit of Satan. And then there's your spirit. What spirit are you in? And we better walk in the spirit. And we don't want to walk out of the spirit. Joel says, which happened in the book of Acts, it shall come to pass afterward, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. And also upon my servants and upon my handmaids, those are women, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Amen. Zechariah tells us, he answered and said unto me, saying, this is the word of Jehovah unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by God's Holy Spirit, saith Jehovah, Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. So, believe it or not, everything that's done is done. There's a spiritual, seems like we should wait on the Spirit to lead us and guide us in different matters and judgments and what we're doing, and is this really of God? Is that correct? Matthew, in the Gospel, it says, when Yeshua knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. Amen. Yeshua charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, the Father has put his spirit upon him in the fullness, and he shall not show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And that's just what happened, you know. Some people he couldn't get to their heart, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and other people, you know, the strivings of the people caused such a turmoil in the city at that time. In his name shall the Gentiles trust. And that's what happens. God actually rejected his own people and went to the Gentiles. And there's always a remnant God always has of his own people. And there's the book of Acts where Joel was fulfilled. Same thing right there. God's going to put his spirit upon all flesh. And I already read that. Psalm 51 says, Oh, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. We don't want that to happen to us. That's why we always got to stay humble and merciful and kind and gentle and treat everyone, you know, with respect before God. But some people, they rebelled and they vexed God's Holy Spirit. Oh, therefore he was turned to be their enemy and he fought against them. You could see that happening. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him? Amen. And God's always looking for people like Moses and people like that, you know, fashion ourselves like the people of God. Where are they? And I hope we're like that. And in the Gospel of Luke, it's very nice to know that there's also a baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is very important. It says, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. Because, you know, if you had your regular parents who are in God's eyes evil, if they know how to give you good gifts, how much more shall your Father, which in heaven? Right? In the letter to the Ephesians, it says, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And that promise is something that it's in our hearts, you know, the promise of eternal life and promise of this being with God throughout eternity. Make sure you don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. We don't want to do that. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who has also given unto us his Holy Spirit. So you can't despise each other, or you're supposed to love each other with a fervent heart, right? Matthew tells us, the birth of Yeshua the Messiah was on this wise, when as his mother Miriam was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. And of course, Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was not willing to make her public example, was minded to put away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Jehovah appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Miriam, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, we can see that God's Holy Spirit can perform supernatural miracles also, and it's very important. John says that he indeed baptizes with water unto repentance, but the Messiah that comes after me is mightier than I, of course, whose shoes I'm not even worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. And this is a scary one. It says, wherefore I say unto you, all sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Wow. I bet there's some people walking around out there that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. He that blasphemed against the Holy Ghost had never forgiveness. Think of that, never forgiveness, but is in the you're in danger of eternal damnation. It's pretty scary. And of course, in the Psalms, David speaks by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He says, Jehovah said unto my Lord, Yeshua, sit on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. So David's in the Spirit of God, and he's actually quoting verses about the Messiah. In the Gospel of Mark, it says, when they get you, if somebody ever gets you in the future, and they lead and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do you premeditate. Don't worry about it, because if you're read up and prayed up and fasted and up, you know, whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that you it says, but whatsoever you shall give, whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Amen. So make sure you do everything, because that day will come. It will come when you're going to need it. This is the Messiah. He shall be great in the sight of Jehovah, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. This might be John. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Just think of that. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Prophet of the highest. And the angel answered and said unto thee, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, Miriam, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Whew. Oh, man. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard that the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. It's pretty amazing. You can read the rest of those verses. Then we have Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, and you have to read that. I'm just giving you some verses to make sure, you know, if you're eager, lady, you can look them up yourself, the rest of them. And there's Simeon. He was a just and a devout person, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost came upon him. So a lot of people think the Holy Ghost only shows up, you know, recently. But it's been around forever. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Isn't that beautiful? The Holy Spirit revealed that unto him. So the Holy Spirit can reveal things unto you too, if you're in the Spirit, that is. And that's the same thing I read before, John the Baptist, that Messiah is going to come with the Holy Ghost and fire. And we read all that before. We noticed that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, descended like a bodily shape, like a dove upon the Messiah. Remember that? And a voice came from heaven and said, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Word of God is actually fulfilling his task. Yeshua, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He's full of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we want. That's what we want too. And that's the same thing I said before about if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Never forgiveness if you do that. And that's not something you can just accidentally do. I mean, it's a total about-face, denial, cursing the Holy Spirit, and totally, you know, just satanic. What can I say? Let's see. Of course, John seen the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the Holy Ghost. These are verses I just put down here. You can read them all. I don't want to make this study too long. The Holy Spirit wasn't given because Yeshua wasn't glorified at a certain point. But after that, he was available to everyone, even though the Holy Spirit's all through the Tanakh. You know? And the Holy Spirit is the Comforter, which is very important, whom the Father will send in my name. He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And Yeshua, when he breathed on them, he said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? And of course, the Holy Ghost gave the apostles commandments in the beginning, showed them what to do and how to do it, and how to lead the Gentile congregations, and how to, organize everything. It says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. You know, the apostles were chosen men of God. You know, they were so selected to do so many things. Peter says, men and brethren, the scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, which was guide to them who took Yeshua. So David was in the spirit and even talked about Judas, believe it or not, in the scriptures. And of course, they were in Acts, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance, not when you feel like it. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this, that you now see and hear. Peter said unto him, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's a promise. Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost and said unto him, you rulers of Israel, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel. And he gave a whole speech there. And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were stopped, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. That's what the Holy Spirit does. I should say one of the things. Here's Peter and Ananias. Peter said to Ananias, very amazing. He said, why had Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? That sounds terrible, to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land. And his wife did the same exact thing, didn't she? Ananias and Sapphira, right? It says, Peter says, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him. So God will give you the Holy Ghost if you just obey him. Right? And when they were seeking people to join the apostles, they said, go look for people that are filled with the Holy Ghost and wisdom. That's the kind of people we want. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, and a proselyte of Antioch. These are people filled with the Holy Ghost. And of course, you know, Peter and Paul, they all said basically the same thing to the people. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you. You can't even understand the spirit of my message to you and the spirit of what's happening. Peter, he was filled with the Holy Ghost and looked up steadfast. This is Stephen. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he looked up steadfastly in the heaven and saw the glory of God and Yeshua standing on the right hand of the God. Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? That was Stephen. Oh. And of course, in 8, people received the Holy Spirit. Paul laid their hands on them. They received the Holy Ghost. Simon saw that this one weasel, Simon, he saw that laying on the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. He wanted to give them money. You can't buy the gifts of God with money. He said, give me also this power that on whosoever lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Peter, of course, rebuked him. You can't do that. You can't buy power of God. Only a few more verses and I'll be finished. So I hope you're understanding the different ways of using the word spirit today. Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, Jehovah, even the Lord, even Yeshua, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's Paul on the road to Damascus. He was sent to Simon's house, and he received the Holy Spirit right there. Praise the Lord. I hope you can feel the Spirit on this message. I can. Churches had rest throughout Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified, walking in the fear of Jehovah and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Amen. And I pray God will show us in the Spirit to go get brothers and sisters where they are and how we could do this. God anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's who oppresses you, the devil. For God was with him, Yeshua. Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard him. Remember that? The Gentiles all received the Holy Ghost there, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Jews which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Peter said, can any forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And of course, they all got baptized there. Praise the Lord. So the Gentiles are, they're now welcomed into the family of God. And of course, Paul and the brothers there, they speak, when they began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as at the beginning. Then remember the word of Jehovah, how that he said, John and these baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you have to be a good person. I don't remember who this was speaking about. I should have wrote it down. He was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto Yeshua or Jehovah. Anybody know who that was speaking of? Acts 11, verse 20. Barnabas. Who?
Barnabas.
Very good. So isn't it amazing how some people were named in the Bible that they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were brothers? And it says, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And that's what they did. They were trying to figure out what should we do? And how do you get an answer? You fast and you ask God. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So the Holy Spirit did it. Amen. Then said Saul, who was called Paul by a lot of people, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, on this wicked person. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. That's really important. And I hope you are too, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and rebuke the devil away. And God, it says, and God who knows the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. And when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Whoa, that's being led of the Spirit. Don't go there, go there, go over here. That's really, really of God. And he said unto him, you have received the gift, you have received of the Holy Spirit. Paul told these people, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And of course, Paul explained everything about John. And Paul laid his hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues. That's how you know. And they prophesied. Amen. And of course, the Holy Ghost, if you're led of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost told Paul that he witnesses in every city that's saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Amen. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock. We always have to do that, wherever you are, over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers. Amen. To feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. That's why we have to be caring for each one of us. Amen. God died for every one of us. And when he had come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hand on feet and said, thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind this man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. But Paul went forth anyway. You can read the rest of that. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. And after that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers. Amen. So the Holy Ghost spoke to Isaiah. The Holy Ghost spoke to a lot of people in the Bible. And, of course, we have the words now to read it and verify it, you know. And hope says, hope makes not ashamed, but because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. That's the way we should be. Our whole personality should be of God and in the Spirit. And, you know, I say the truth in Messiah, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but in righteousness and in peace and in joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's what it's all about. So the Holy Spirit is always there. You may not have thought about this, but the Spirit of God is always around. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I should be a minister of Yeshua the Messiah to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. In other words, I want to be ordained in everything that's happening through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, you know, putting his stamp of approval on everything. Remember, we don't speak in the wisdom of which the world teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. We can spirit spiritual with spiritual. I read that earlier. Make sure you remember you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's really important. Right?
Yes.
That's why you have to make sure how you carry yourself and how you present yourself and what comes out of yourself. You know, you're not your own. Paul says, no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calls Yeshua accursed, and that no man can say that Yeshua is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And that's the real Yeshua, you know. And of course, one of the things, we have to have pureness, knowledge, long-suffering, kindness, and the Holy Ghost by love unfeigned. Amen. Genuine love for the brothers and sisters. Almost finished. The grace of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. You know, for our gospel came not unto you in word only 17 years ago, but also in power in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes. And some people that have continued on with us for many years, you became followers of us and of Jehovah, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That good thing which was committed unto you, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. Amen. Remember, Paul tells Titus, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And of course, in the past, God, like I told you earlier, God gave all the people signs and wonders and miracles and by the Holy Ghost, you know, and that's what happened all through time. So the Holy Ghost said today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. It's impossible for those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and made partakers of the Holy Ghost, if they should fall away to try to renew them unto repentance, see they've crucified to the Son of God afresh and put them to an open shame. Boy, that's a horrible thought. That'd be like us just saying, oh, we don't believe anymore and go do something different today. Putting God to an open shame. Did you know the Holy Ghost signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest as when the first tabernacle was yet standing? That's right. I'm happy that was all a shadow of what was going to take place and a figure of all that was going to come to pass. And we hope the Holy Ghost is always witness to us, what we do and say and act and, you know, whatever. Peter tells us, unto whom it was revealed that not unto ourselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be refreshed. Amen. Peter tells us the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I hope, may the Holy Ghost move us in everything we say. You know, there's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Amen. Jude tells us, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, make sure you always pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah unto eternal life. On some have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, even hating the garment, the spiritual garment, spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. And the book of Revelation says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? And Yeshua said, and I know this is to us too, he said, go therefore and teach all nations, don't be respect of persons, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. So in closing, stay in the Spirit of God wherever you are. God is always with us, even to the end of the world or the end of your life. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this study today. And even though you might think I'm just copying and, you know, words, the word studies, I hope you see all the different ways the word Spirit is used, and the different connotations it takes on. And I thank you for being here. May you be in the Spirit of the living God, and may the Spirit of God rest upon you. And may God give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit if you don't have it. And may God always make us walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. And God bless you today. And bless everything else we do, the food, the singing, any other studies, and any other conversations. Let it all be in the Spirit of the living God. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you. I'll stop the, let me stop the video. Shabbat Shalom, another study. God bless you. And I'll stop the audio.